Experts have been telling the Disability Royal Commission today that the philosophy of group homes needs a complete rethink if they're to continue to exist. If they were guided by international human rights standards, the Commission has heard, people living in those homes would more likely get choices over their own lives rather than the abuse that's being revealed as the Commission's hearings continue. Today, amid more harrowing accounts of mistreatment, there was evidence about a lack of accountability by boards and calls to empower community visitors to monitor standards. David Sparks has been following today's proceedings.
Professor Sally Robinson tells the distressing story of her late friend Jan, who had a disability and lived in a group home.
The whole 20 years that I knew Jan, though, she made continued complaints about the quality of care that she received. When she lived in the group home, she had bones broken, skin torn, money stolen, multiple physical abuses. And when she complained, she was told that she was difficult and that she was demanding by managers of the group home. Eventually, Jan moved into her own unit, and that alleviated some of the worst problems in the last year of her life.
The Disability Royal Commission's been hearing of poor practice and straight-out abuse in group homes. Professor Sally Robinson is an expert on disability and community inclusion at Flinders University's College of Nursing and Health Sciences. She says a complete rethink of the group home philosophy is needed.
We can't force people to live together. That's not right. But we can't isolate people either. So we can't force people to live separately either. I think we need to come from a new vantage point. We've got lots of evidence about what constitutes a good life for people. And we've got an increasing body of evidence now about what constitutes a terrible quality of life. So to come from the evidence the things that help people to have a flourishing life seems to me to be a really good place to start.
The Commission heard from witnesses about the role of community visitors. They're independent volunteers who go into group homes to monitor the conditions and talk to the residents. Two community visitors told the Royal Commission of the frustration they face in trying to perform their roles. One of them is David Roach.
There are occasions when incident reports are not available. Or staff are unable to locate them. There's also, to me, a trend that some of the incidents that we think might be should be included as incident reports, such as pushing and yelling and punching and stuff like that, may be recorded in a day book, but it isn't recorded necessarily in as an incident report.
The other community visitor speaking to the Commission was Cindy Masterson.
Often you really have to be a bit of a detective when you go there and you talk to staff, you talk to residents, and someone might vaguely mention something and then you'll go back and try and find it in the incident reports and you often don't find it, or you don't have access to even getting into the incident reports.
The difficulties faced by community visitors underlined what several witnesses said today. Too often, the boards and management of group homes don't take incident reporting seriously enough. The Victorian public advocate, Dr. Colleen Pearce, says the role of community visitors should be enshrined in legislation.
It remains very unclear what the role of community visitors will be going forward. So one of the fundamental changes I'd like to see is the right to for community visitors to monitor what happens in closed environments, whatever form that is, to be enshrined in legislation. I think that is really critical.
Dr. Pearce also says care for people with disabilities would improve if, at both the federal and state levels, regulations were brought into line with the United Nations Charter of Human Rights. She says that would involve asking the person what sort of care they want, rather than arbitrarily deciding what's in their best interest. And she also lamented a lack of accountability for the boards of group homes.
When community visitors tell me that they report multiple issues to agencies who don't even have the courtesy of responding to community visitor reports, or we have issues that go on for years and years and years, how is it that the board is not aware of these matters? Now, some of these are what I talk about, the small issues close to home, but all of those are the environments in which we live that contribute to the abuse and neglect of the residents.
The Victorian public advocate, Dr. Colleen Pearce, David Sparks, our reporter at the Commission today.